Wait a minute!
Did you see how the nigga walked up, though?
Just like Jerome.
What's his name? Jamin.
Jelly Jam.
Why not?
I look real desperate right now.
Fuck out of here, Jerome.
It's okay, bro. The roses is the best part. I mean, can't nobody hit it but you. Nigga, look at it, be like, come here. Yeah, I know, go ahead. You ever say, bro, hey, bro, you ever had somebody still want to hit the road? Then let me get it.
Y'all got
You want what? Nothing. Get a life.
Shows more than
both. It's about 50
times. They try to still give them the in-studio feel as well, because that's more like organic feel.
Do y'all bank those? Do you like a bunch of those at once?
Yeah. Like me and Los and go in and do 4 episodes in one sitting.
I tried at least, because I know he'd be going a lot. So we live in Atlanta, and then he don't stay there. So I at least, if I know he ain't going to be there, I at least try to go and record something at least once a week.
How do y'all absorb in the eye? Because y'all got other players that y'all
switch on.
How do y'all choose?
I mean, we basically look like people that we fuck with, so it could be an organic sit down conversation,
and
you know what I mean?
That can adapt to the element enough to make it not look like what is going on.
And just sit there. You like, nigga, you know you can talk, right? You know?
We really just bring people, people we want to talk to. Right. People that we know.
Where it don't even look like we at work. They just go and just smoke weed and pop that bitch out.
Oh, okay.
Like during the interview.
But Johnny got like,
you want to text the audio or video, and I can just sit there.
So like the main studio, because I've seen a bunch of different, it seemed like it's like 3 different backgrounds.
Yeah, but it's all in the same place.
That's all the same
place. Yeah, it's all in the same little spot.
Trap house studio.
Same little spizzot. Did y'all like moving around to keep folks gifts?
Can I just get you
a little spice hot.
We're just gonna check levels real quick and go wrong in like a minute.
All right.
We're
doing that in here, right? You rocking all this. So.
Yes, sir.
You're listening to the smooth grooves of Nick Cannon Radio. We're gonna get into some of that P-Bo Bryson at the top of the hour. Got some new Usher featuring Kirk Franklin. Make sure you hit that phone line. We got those Plies tickets.
Usher actually got a new record that we bought.
Check.
Sorry, can I get a mic check real quick from you guys?
Mic check, 1, 2,
yeah,
1.
Yo, who is that?
I seen a clip that he put up was supposed to be him and Jermaine Dupri in the studio working on the Confessions too. That shit sound hard.
I bet it do.
Oh,
what
God.
The hell he gotta tell again? Oh
listen.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah.
Ah! Man, let it burn. Time. Let me tell you why. Yeah, you burn it. Oh, to let it go. Gotta let it know. I'm firing too.
Oh, man. They can mop it down. It'll be another glass.
That is hilarious.
That's what it is. We already rocking Nick Cannon Mornings, and that is the OGs themselves. 85 South in the building.
Yeah.
Nick got another job.
I got another one, man.
Another one.
See, we were just in here. We cracked the mics open. Y'all already going in on Usher and his new music.
Part 2, Confessions.
Confessions Part 2.
I'm looking forward to that. Forward.
What are you about to tell this time, though? I thought you told it all on the first time.
I heard some of the new album.
What'd he say?
It's bumping.
Y'all stupid. So what brings y'all to Los Angeles other than to congratulate me on
hey, congratulations.
Oh man, both of you congratulations on another.
Are we your first guest? Of course not.
Hold up. No, for real. Hey, are we the first ones?
We the first ones that's like my friends.
But how long you done had the job? Cause like this new nigga.
Yeah, it's Monday. Monday was the first day.
What was your first guest?
I mean, it's weird because I've been talking to everybody. So, like, y'all probably are the first ones that have been in this studio.
Come on now.
And now we're time. We kicked it on.
We ain't playing. Y'all got a show tonight at the Palladium, right?
Oh, yeah. Going crazy.
Going down.
So, tell me about the 85 South show, because obviously I know
Everybody know y'all crazy, y'all hilarious.
OG, pop it out, man.
Hey, man, 85 South Show is the wave. It's the one-stop shop where you can get you a laugh or a song. You can catch up with what's going on in the comedy world. Keep up with us.
Hood dude.
Y'all been individually do stand-up or y'all all on stage at the same time the whole time? Or?
We do it both.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? And it's hard, like, to be on stage with a lot of comedians at one time, as you can see, is wilding out.
Yeah,
trying to get all of us to be coordinated, everybody to be on stage doing what they want to do. But it's like, to be on stage and allowing your brothers to you know what I'm saying, you trusting your brother's comedy, like, we just have that feeling when somebody about to say something funny.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So it looked like a audio storytelling.
That's called chemistry.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? It's like an audio storytelling. Like, it's just beautiful, you feel what I'm saying?
We come from the environment of wilding out, though.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, firsthand how hard it is to be able to blend your comedy with somebody else's comedy.
Right.
Facts.
Like, because everybody finds different things funny and everybody look at things from different perspectives. But with us, just from the way that we've built, from having to learn so many different styles of improv doing while and out, when we get on stage, we already kind of built a bank of skill. And when we can just go off each other without thinking about it, because we done been doing it for so long, but we really partners too, so it's like, it's just that element of like you and your little brothers in the basement where Ma and them go to work, you know what I mean?
It's just like being on the block, it's like you listening to your, like, even though we on stage, we still be listening to each other.
Right.
Like, we be talking, then it be like, when he about to say something, you be like, shit, you gotta say something, okay,
like. See, saying all that to say it's just the coldest podcast.
Yeah, it is.
That's the best way to put it.
Anybody's out,
y'all. Catch them tonight, Hollywood Palladium is going down.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now that we got all that shit out the way, let's talk some shit.
Let's talk it.
Look, Nick is a unique dude, man. He didn't got the regular radio
rich.
That him curse on
that.
Hold on,
we can curse on him?
You cussing now? You done cuss like that.
Fuck shit, damn! Oh,
listen,
nigga!
Power 106, this dude is a genie, man.
Man, he's rich. He on the radio show, and he got on a bulletproof vest. I don't understand.
Bro, you rich as hell. Why do you want another job?
Because I'm trying to world domination, man. It ain't
you
about
did.
The money. I'm about the, that's about the power.
No, fuck you mean it's about the people you can touch.
What are you gonna do with
people
this
you
check?
Can touch?
What are you gonna do with this little check?
It ain't about the check. It's about connecting with the people.
Man, fuck these people.
Hey, listen, Nick.
We gotta do it.
Nick done read their 48 laws of power. He practicing them laws.
Let me tell you something.
Every last one.
They need to come on with it. They need to come on in with another jug, cause boy, put your hands on everything, Jones.
That's what it's all about. I mean, y'all doing the same thing. Like,
right.
And it's innovative too. I love to see it.
See, that's why I was asking why you getting another job, because the more work you do, you putting more pressure on us, because we can't be around you and then just be slacking.
Yeah, I'm saying,
like, Nick already,
you got Nick, you just got to adapt. You got to soak the wind, man.
Five in the morning.
Listen,
what
he
I
got
like
another radio job. That means I'm finna go call Comcast and ask them if they hiring.
Right.
So, I mean, honestly, man, you all do have your individual careers, but coming together, like, do y'all ever beef? People always say, you know, people thought me and Carlos was beefing. Like, do y'all ever not, like, get along?
Nah. We ain't
because
never fell out about nothing,
because we, and the thing is, we ain't playing. Like, we really meant. You know what I'm saying? It's not a game. Like, ain't nothing to hide or any conversation that need to be had, we gonna have it.
We gonna say it.
Immediately.
And I think the one thing that keep us from beefing is we all individually fans of each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it was never no jealousy, like, oh, why he get that? Man, he earned that.
There ain't no T.O. Michael thing going on.
Nah. Everybody Michael. Everybody Michael. It's Michael. I'm like, who's Michael? All of us.
Right. And that's the part that makes it so unique is because you never seen three people that can hold their own on a stage and individually can do everything by themselves, get on stage together and do it the way
right.
that we do it.
Right.
Like, you imagine if, you know, Bernie and Sid and DL and Steve would have just came out at the end of the show and just got on stage and just talked shit with each other.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother movie.
That's a whole nother movie.
You know what I mean? That's the element that we brought to being comedians, is saying, man, you can get it with your partners. Everybody ain't got to be the main
star. Yeah.
People don't know how to share the life. There's plenty of life. You know what I mean?
To pick up on that, it's also, you got to understand your role and your position in whatever you, in whatever circumstance that you're in. Like, for example, I get the notoriety and people saying this and that because of the Instagram followers. But yeah, I'm new to the comedy, but I'm on stage with my OG, my partner, who I was a fan of. He has way more wisdom in the comedy game than me.
Right,
so it's like, I don't even look at the Instagram and all what they saying. And I'm like, nigga, He gotta go last, cause he the OG. This nigga comedy is funny, and if, damn what y'all saying. I'm finna show y'all why he need to do what he need to do, because this is what's going on. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I pick up and learn game from them on stage. With like, okay, I jot notes down. Like, okay, I seen how he did that. Like, okay, let me try to do that in my set.
I watch how you cultivate from when you first jumped on stage to where you are now. Your growth is amazing, but I agree with you. Based off of how I'm a fan of Carlos, just based off, I feel like he's a jazz comedian.
Right.
And if people ever know what jazz is, people who are like jazz geniuses, mm-hmm. they play the music because they want to play the music. They ain't doing it for the people. Mm-hmm. They doing it really truly for the art. And he does comedy for the art. He speaks his mind. He don't never hold.
A nigga don't bite his tongue.
He ain't even like worried about the big finisher.
Right.
That, like that. Oh, everybody got their joke that they end on. Yeah. Carlos is gonna go until he find it and. It's going to be hilarious,
right.
But it's like, that's where you can appreciate true genius. And there's only a few cats who can do that, from the Chappelles to the Bernies to all that. And then Chico's mind works so fast. So you get something different from all of y'all, because Chico going to give you, he going to tell you about his whole day that day. Like, and it's going different punchlines. His set is different every time. And then you come with the energy. So I truly, you know, from seeing all three of y'all from its inception,
really,
I love what
really
y'all
doing.
Really, from that. I appreciate it.
Going down, Nick Cannon.
Yes, sir.
Right here on Power 106 with 85 South. This is something different, man. This is truly different seeing y'all do y'all thing.
Now, we give you a lot of credit.
On the outside looking in, boy, niggas be talking. We be like, hold up, shout
out. You finna talk.
You ain't finna say that. That's what you not about to say. OG is an OG. Like to be honest, I say, man, you like the most richest regular person I've ever seen. Like, real talk, like you try to act regular, but it's
talk
like
to the nigga with a turban and
right,
bulletproof
and a bulletproof ass on.
That's the good part. About
regular, but it's like the motivation. You know what I'm saying? Like every time you in a room, I always try to pick up, you know what I'm saying, something that you're doing, or you know what I mean, trying to figure out, like, okay, he's handling this and he handling that, okay, how is he doing it? So it's like all the icons, I look at you, Kevin Hart, Mike Epps, T.I., like, I look at all y'all as moguls, you know what I'm saying, that's putting on for the culture, and to be honest, I appreciate that.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So we looking, we watching, man. Yeah, we grown, but we definitely like, watching,
we
man.
We realize that, you know, the reality is, our lives changed after we met you.
Right.
And it can never go back to being what it was, because we came in contact with somebody who didn't care about being the man enough not to let young talent stand around him, and not just stand around him, but stand beside him while you putting them. That's one of the things that I give you credit for, is when you put, a lot of people can put somebody on, like, yeah, go ahead, go out there and figure it out.
Yeah.
But when you gave us a platform, it was a platform that you created, and you stood there and let us create with you and talk shit and tell jokes, and most people who in positions of power would
make
never,
fun of me
right
here. I mean, most people who are in positions of power would never allow that to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like what I was saying about the 48 laws, never outshine the master.
Yeah.
But you don't have to apply it in that same regard, because it's like you can put people on and have us sitting on your radio show all these years later with our own platform and say, I saw it, you know what I mean?
It's a beautiful thing, man. And I think that's what just being solid and having the humility and like respecting talents, you know what I mean?
Right.
And that's how y'all operate with each other. That's how we've always operate, you know, on the show and everything that we've always done together. But I got to get in y'all business for a second. Something I really don't hear about y'all seeing the comments and everything. Y'all don't really talk about relationships that much. Y'all personal relationships.
Yeah, we do.
Y'all talk about it in general. But I mean, DC, we know a little bit about your craziness. But I mean, like, are y'all single? Are y'all?
I'm always gonna be single.
But
talk your talk.
I taught you well.
Yeah, I can't. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know, bro. My crush just started commenting on my pictures. It's getting serious. I've been on a throat for about a minute. Next thing I know, I'm seeing LOLs and all types of smiling faces. So, you know, I don't know.
Now we gotta go to the comments and see what I'm talking about.
But you'll never be able to figure it out because somebody different was in there.
I gotta figure it out.
Most like them all different types.
Come on,
man.
Let me tell you something. He is a connoisseur of
Listen, everything.
All I'm saying is,
go to any Instagram where it's a chick that's bad and look at the likes. He done already seen it.
Already.
I'm not doing this for me. Doing this for us.
Just be careful with the one that say, go look at my story. You'll love it. Don't make the one.
That's the new $2,000 to $3,000.
Man, listen, man.
Do you want a cartoon?
Defo is crazy.
You really be clicking on that?
I be blocking Defo every day. Like, it's a gazillion. As soon as I block him, it's another 20,000 on. Go look at my story. My titties are up. You're like,
oh, are you just going to ignore the fact that I have a fat ass?
Yeah. Who's better than me? Everybody, bitch, stop.
Nick, let me add. You ain't just about to skip past.
Yeah, we just saw you in the blog the other day with old chick.
Oh, so,
would you ever do it again? Get
married? Hell no, never get married. I'll never be in a relationship again. We talk about this.
You want to get married again?
Right, yeah.
Hell no. What's the
point? That's the point.
Oh, man. I agree with you.
I'm not gonna have a bunch of kids.
Right. I'm with that. I don't want to have a kid. I don't want to be like, look, I don't want to have a kid.
Somebody with some integrity to, you know, change
everybody. People don't understand that. People don't understand that.
Change perception of what a baby daddy is. I feel like you could do that.
I will be the campaign manager of baby daddies for America.
And I will be your treasurer because I got to deal with the money and blood.
The treasurer
for baby daddy. Listen, that's an organization right there. Baby Daddies Incorporated.
Listen,
oh my God.
And African, listen.
Baby Daddies Incorporated. That's
a nigga, that is it. BDI.
Baby
BDI.
Listen.
You heard it here first.
Listen, because you got to understand, in the African tribe, you can have as many wives as you can provide.
That is an African law.
That is an African law.
That's how we spread our.
And the crazy thing is, relationships is the only thing people don't want to question. Like, they're questioning everything else. You question religion, you question everything, but when it comes to going together, nope, it got to be this way. Bro, or it's not real.
What that's how them folk do it. They do the man, husband, wife, and be like,
European concept.
All that.
Yeah.
We be fucking. We go get them and be like, who this is? Like, this my girl. Who that is? Nigga, that's my girl. Who that is? Nigga, that's my girl.
See, white people wait till they get married to have kids.
Why?
Black people, we don't do that because we want our kids to be in the West.
Right.
We don't pay attention to
the
paperwork.
Exactly. And that's why, you know what, I think the people get divorced so much, is because you don't have to get divorced the way you get married. Had to get divorced the way you get married, like everybody got an invitation. Everybody got an invitation to your wedding, get an invitation to your divorce.
Right. You
got to
tell them why you're getting one.
Exactly. You got to read that position in front of
the
judge.
They
got
to back out the room.
In front of everybody.
In front of the judge. You got to read the deposition as to why you won't want to be with the same way we got
I can't
be
with this.
You heard that right. This is the board of directors of the Baby Daddies Incorporated.
BDI. We put it together,
damn. Down 85 South. Make sure you check them out tonight at the Hollywood Palladium, Pride 106, Nick Cannon Mornings.
You did.
Perfect. That's what I was
saying.
We should do that shit for real.
Get certified.
We should do like fucking infomercials.
I swear, I'm with
Daddy, that. Daddy's Incorporated.
Listen,
how many of you want to fuck all the women that you want to fuck?
It come on just like that.
No, and with the shirts, the baby that's in the
shoulders. You start walking around with
slogan.
We gotta have the babies. Look, we gotta have the babies and a whole bunch of women. We just walk around with the
babies. Baby Daddy's Incorporated.
Have you been paying child support since 2003.
But you see, like
you may be
you
entitled
said,
to compensation.
Like, real shit, like, yo, if you get a divorce, you got, like that's real shit.
Yeah.
And do infomercials and that shit.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta go to the divorce.
If your baby is crying, pick your baby up. Put the guns down and put the babies up.
Man, Baby Daddy's Incorporated, and we changing the philosophy of
what it means to be a baby daddy.
I feel like that. Anyway,
I'm an immaculate baby daddy, if you ask me.
All right, so
like we go and like defend people who not like the Matt Barnes of the world.
What?
Great baby
daddy.
Have
you been paying child support since 03? You may be entitled to compensation.
Like, reparation.
You know, 5K races. We gotta do something for the baby daddies. We gotta.
We gotta do something.
Tournament.
If you got receipts. If you got receipts.
Get some legislation on.
Bring them. I'm gonna be a lawyer. Bring all the receipts.
So
all the receipts.
Just do a couple little drops. Nick Cannon Mornings, 85 South, and then you good.
Bring me the receipts.
Hey, you already know what it is, man. It's your man Chico Bean.
Hey, what's up? It's Carlos Miller.
And it's DC.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Might not get confused. How is that? Let's do it on that.
Yeah.
Take it from the top.
All right. And hey, man, you already know what it is, man. It's your man, Chico Bean.
Hey, what's up? It's Carlos Miller.
It's your boy, DC Young Fly.
How you doing? My name is Carlos Miller. And I just got a very important message. Celebrate the coolest in black culture live as Regina Hall hosts BET Awards 19. Undeniably the ultimate night in music, TV, film, sports, and giving back. Find out who among top nominees like Beyonce, Drake, and J. Cole will take home BET Award trophies presented by Yara Shahidi, Marseille Martin, Morris Chestnut, and more. Watch DJ Khaled and friends smash the stage. Tune in to see the Lifetime Achievement Award, Humanitarian Award, and Icon Award recipients. Those tributes will break the internet this year. And you gotta see the timeline crushing performances by Cardi B, Her, Lizzo, Lil Nas X, Billy Ray Cyrus, Lil Baby, Young Miami, Migos, and more. BET Awards 19, celebrate our cool live Sunday, June 23rd at 8, 7 Central on BET. To get the latest and to get ready for the BET Awards big night, search hashtag BET Awards and visit BET.com.
Did you get my
hat checked?
Yes.
Nah,
this
fly. Nah, you left my junk, bro. You irresponsible.
Where you at, Los Angeles Graphics?
Nah, remember I handed it to you.
I'll take it. I'll
take it. How did I leave if I don't know where the fuck you put it?
There you go.
You remember when you called him a lesbian?
I did.
Okay.
I didn't bring it up for Reese and Tampa. I didn't bring it up
for Reese. We still okay. Talking about that shit.
Jeff, drop it, bro. It's not funny.
Drop it, bro. It's not funny.
It's not funny no more, Jeff. It's not funny, dog. Hurting my feelings is not funny.
You don't even have fun. You'll be lying.
So no cursing.
Yeah. Come on.
Yes, sir.
I don't care how I lose a ghost. Got 2 cars and 2 states. I be doing the most. I got white folks' money that I won't pay. And I ain't ask why I'm the white folks' dog. Big bank, tight, low bank. Big bank, tight, low bank.
I'm crawling on it now.
Type of money you gon' need, right? From the hood, type of money make you stay away. Type of money she gon' let you put it in a bag. Big bank, take your butt.
Yeah, hey, listen, man. Free Real Street Fest tickets are yours right now. 866-246-8923. Let's go. Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop and tickets to Real Street Fest. Starring Migos, Cardi B, Future, Big Sean, Meek Mill, 2 Chainz, Blueface, ASAP, Rocky, Lil Baby. We could keep going over 30 acts. Special surprise guests. We talking 2 days, 3 stages, and so much more. You can get the complete lineup. Buy tickets right now at realstreetfest.com.
And don't forget, all kept right by AT&T. More for your thing.
Okay, here they go. Carlos Miller is here. Chico Bean.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You know lesbian.
Oh, yeah.
Where my lesbian friend at? Where you at?
Primo!
What's up, baby?
How we feeling, gentlemen? Everything man, good?
I'm feeling good, man. Yeah, feeling good.
California sunshine.
Yeah, loving the weather out here.
That's right. We smoking heavy out here while we out here.
Heavy,
what we
heavy,
doing?
Good. Heavy. God daggone know it. Look, I caught myself. No cursing. We live.
Easy now, right? I know, man. Did y'all bring some for the rest of us? Or?
Nope.
I mean, y'all stay here.
Nope. Yeah, nope. Y'all should have brought some for us.
Yeah, right. We got it. You know, no problem, man. They sell it downstairs.
Come on now.
Word. Ain't God good?
Oh, I'm about to say, well,
thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. We are.
I see y'all. Thank you. Thank
so
you.
So listen, man, we're going on tour, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, you guys, this started as a conversation or conversations that you guys were having in private, and it turned into a show, and you guys said, yo, let's take this on the road, and boom, we here now.
Man, you summed it up.
Right. I mean, I can't even add nothing to it. I'm like,
he studied last night. He had his laptop on his lap last night Googling facts. That's what he did. He know everything.
Yeah, no, that's basically how it started, sure. Man, you know what I'm saying? We just started, you know what I mean? just went from a combo and then, mm-hmm. you know, went from combo to start doing them live. And before, you remember when people weren't even coming to our show?
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that right?
Man, yeah. man, people weren't even bringing the money. They were talking about, we know these folks, they come in. So it's like, now to just see us elevate from the game, man, and just see where we at now, man.
Is that a bruise of the ego, though?
Nah, it's a part of the process.
We got work to do and it's a process.
It's a part of the process.
It don't matter who you with. We was on TV then.
Right,
it don't matter.
Yeah,
and this Sunday we starting from the ground up. Yeah. You know what I mean? So,
hey, and fellas, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's no script. We going off the top.
That's what makes it so unique is the fact that we, you know, mesh with each other so well that we can get on stage.
No script.
You know what I mean? And just
but does
be
that
able
take
to...
the pressure off as well? Or does that add pressure? Because, you know, we got to come up with our own.
Nah, I don't even think we think about the pressure because we excited about being able to be on stage with one another.
No script!
See? You know what I'm saying? Like, just what it is. It's always an event. Like, this is how we interact. So, no matter what we're doing, it's going to go down like
that. So, what has been said, and please keep it clean if you can, fellas, but what has been said at the show, just off top, you guys are just riffing, you guys doing your thing?
You say, keep it clean. I don't think nothing clean happened.
Yeah, no, we don't have no clean. Oh, we got some clean.
But we have some of the rawest laughs.
The venues have got clean.
It's not us. It's the fans. You know what
I mean? I can not say one, but I ain't going to curse.
Go ahead.
We had an auntie to show us some saggy titties.
No. Yeah. Can we say
repeatedly.
Can y'all say that? Can y'all? Oh! No scream!
Listen. Hey, Fly, Flow. I don't like the way Drake looking at me, man. Y'all could have got another picture. This dude been staring at me since I walked in the studio. Like, what y'all got going on there?
During the finals, Drake was having a good time, but was that annoying? Like, if you're on the court playing, are you choking Drake out?
Man, no. I ain't gonna lie, man. It don't matter if you playing or not. Once you get in, you emotional.
Come on, man.
And you sitting that close to what's really going on, yes. Well, it's going to be hard for me to not get on the court. What?
And for what I've had to pay for the ticket to sit right there, you damn right I'm involved in the game. I'm on it.
Nah, let Drake make it, man. He been a super fan. He would have did that if it was NCAA or soccer or volleyball. Right. He's just a fan like that. You can't get mad at Drake.
That's right. The show's tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Palladium.
Uh-oh. Yep. I swear. I got an announcement.
We had such a high demand, we just opened up 100 more VIP.
Let's go!
Yeah.
Come on.
Let's do it.
No,
go to 85SouthShow.com. Get them off our website.
Listen, more DC Young Fly, Carlos Miller, Chico Bean.
Hey, why you say my name like that standing behind me, man? Hey, DC, who is my man? You know
what I mean?
Oh, okay. Hey, man, chill. Lisa asked my name first as a handshake, don't
he? What did you say? What happened?
He just went, Chico Bean. I'm like, what's going on? Why you just moan my name? Yo, you gotta chill, bro.
We Mexicans, we hear Bean, we get excited, bro.
Hey, I don't know if he got that excited.
Why is he dressed like the finish line?
Yeah. What's up? What you already know what it is, man. It's your man Chico Bean.
It's your man Carlos Miller.
It's your boy DC Young Flizzle.
And we on the cruise show with Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop. What was the old home?
Yo, what's up? This is Carlos Miller and congrats to J. Cruz on the move to Real 92.3.
Did you get a moving company to move
them? I don't know.
We Mexican, though. We
moved it up. He said they were Mexican. They did it themselves. Cruise show.
Uh-oh, you already know what time it is. Your boy DC Young Fly, and you're checking out the Fuego 5 at 5 on the Cruise Show on the Real 92.3.
All right. Hey, you already know what it is, man. It's Chico Bean and DJ Leslie. You got a lot of ease in that. In the mix on the Cruise Show on Real 92.3.
Hey, what's up? It's your man Carlos Miller and DJ Leslie is in the mix on the Cruise Show, Real 92.3.
Uh-oh, you already know what time it is. Your boy DC Young Flizzle, DJ Leslie is in the mix on the Cruise Show on Real 92.3.
And she the real lesbian.
For real.
She a real lesbian.
Oh, for real? Oh.
Yeah.
Leslie, she on the screen.
That's what they all say.
After I said, what's up? She talking about lesbian. You know what I'm saying?
You are listening to the Real 92.3 with Chico Bean and me in D.C.
In place, me.
I'm gonna fuck you, bro. What's up,
everyone? How are you?
Good. Getting home for hip hop and tickets to Real Street Fest. Migos, Cardi B, Future, ASAP Rocky, Blueface, 2 Chainz, over 30 acts. We talking 3 stages, 2 days. Let's go. RealStreetFest.com to buy tickets. Show care about AT&T more for your thing. Where Lydia at, man? Lydia from NoHo, North Hollywood. She's on the phone line 1. Hey, Lydia.
Hey, Lydia.
There she
hey.
Is. Hey. Yo, you're hey, calling Lydia. 10. You're going to Real Street Fest, Lydia. Congratulations, okay?
Yeah, Lydia.
Yo, tell them. Tell her who's going to be there.
Well,
now.
First of all, you got to mention Meg Thee Stallion, because the Stallion right. is in the building.
Let's go.
2 Chainz going to be there. Meek Mill, uh-oh. Big Sean.
Roddy Rich. And then by the season.
Uh-oh.
I like Roddy Rich.
A Boogie with the hoodie. Trippie Red. Rich the Kid.
Migo.
Got my J-Rock.
YBN, Corday, Zoe Dallas, Saul Weedy, everybody gonna be there.
Super Duper Kyle.
The guys have right to thank all 30 acts, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Super Duper Kyle.
Future Migos.
Me? When they put me on the list, me?
Cardi B.
DJ Leslie gonna be there.
Man,
Super Duper
Kyle. Who gonna be there?
Me? When they put me on the list?
DC gonna stop through?
Mm-hmm.
Man,
Williams gonna be there.
Morgan Freeman's all nephew
everybody
is gonna
we
be
said. There.
Am I the only one that's excited about Super Duper Kyle? That's his name right there.
Young Sheck West is in the building.
That's right, that's right.
Uh-oh, we forgot one, y'all.
Who? Okay.
We can't do it. Close your eye, Young Pinch.
Hey, hey, Flip De Niro.
Come here, let me paint you.
Guess who else gonna be there?
Who?
Lydia.
Ow!
Lydia.
Super Duper Kyle. We're just not gonna keep skipping over Super Duper Kyle.
I spy with my little eye.
The show is tomorrow, Hollywood Palladium. We just released some more tickets, fellas.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
Uh-oh.
100 more.
We done released 100 more.
100 more.
100? How many sold?
Hey, I don't know yet.
Okay, come on. 100 more.
Cruz, real quick question. Who picked the pictures in here? Why y'all got Cube looking all aggressive? Who y'all got scared, man? These dudes are superstars. They took a lot of pictures.
Real?
You didn't pick the meanest pictures to put in your studio.
Let me tell you something, though. These you can't have a smiling real? Ice Cube on the wall, man.
I mean, but show the hat or something. He ain't got to be looking like Debo. That's crazy.
Look at Rihanna. She looked like some dude spoke to her and she didn't want to speak back.
She probably take her earring off to fight. Look, that's crazy.
Young Riri.
Look at Eminem.
That's when he was beefing with Machine Gun Kelly.
That's right after
that. He said, I know this nigga. He ain't talking about me.
Take it easy. Oh, man. Listen, you guys got to see these guys.
Uh-oh.
Do we have, like, special surprise guests coming through as well?
I ain't know.
You never know who
might be. You know everybody.
Got a lot of cousins in LA. I ain't know.
Yeah.
Bro, the dude who used to hoop with Kobe at the at LA Fitness, he coming.
He trained for 2 years. That boy cold.
He almost won one game.
That boy is cold.
Mel Gibson's limo driver.
Will be in the building. That's right. Do we meet fans after the show?
Of course, we have a live meet and greet where we take pictures, turn up, chill.
When I wave and walk off.
And we just opened up 100 more tickets for you to see DC wave and walk off 100 times in a row.
To y'all to get y'all 100 times. I'm real.
Hey, and y'all record the show right and throw it up on YouTube on Friday.
We're going to show how L.A. is rocking.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Amazing.
Yeah.
DC amazing. Young Fly, congratulations to you. Variety has been named you one of the comedy leaders.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Good, man.
I appreciate it, man. Just trying to stay working, man. God is real, man. So, you know, I'm just walking in my purpose right now. So, we here. I'm here with the gang.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I remember when we started from the ground up. We here. And 923 going crazy with the gang because y'all
bro,
real.
Hey, calm down the Ice Cube studio, man. You see how he looks. Don't be too aggressive.
Yeah,
Man, dog, you guys are welcome anytime, man. Straight up.
Now that we know that, we're going to definitely take advantage of it.
Right.
Today.
People, this LA too. You know how to sell a dream. Come up here whenever. Now I'm Vonnell Hill show when Martin was on there. I can't even get upstairs. You're who? Chico B. Yeah, I know, man. The studio. We got the Ice Cube in the picture.
I'm coming back today. We got another interview. So if you heard us right now, you're going to hear again later on tonight.
That's good, dog. It's Real
92.3,
the only hip hop radio station that matters in Los Angeles.
Come on,
okay?
Now.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Talk,
on
talk. Real 92.
Yo,
listen,
come on, man. Hey, Leche, you got any?
Hold on, he's saying 92.
Did you just call him Leche?
Go way back.
No way back. We cool. I just want to congratulate him on his success. He told me he hasn't slept in 3 days, though.
Oh, DC hasn't slept in 3 days?
Yeah. I ain't slept in 3 days, man.
Hold on, bro. Did you call him Leche?
Leche, yeah.
Ain't that milk? Don't get me. Bro, I know my Spanish.
Lechero. Milkman, because I always deliver.
Okay. I thought it was because you had. Never mind. No.
Yeah. I respect Milk. Milk.
Why you saying if I ain't saying it?
Carlos, Milk got the Janet Jackson Rhythm Nation earring in his ear. Right here. I'm telling you, he's a legend.
I can't trust him because he's a big dude, but he's athletic and he's flexible.
He going crazy. That's
shout out to Leche.
I said 92.3 in Spanish.
That ain't what that ain't how you say it. Hey, DC, he just called you a name.
He called me puto.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
Oh,
hey, that's crazy.
You
got to bleep out Spanish curse words out here, too. Hey, man, y'all stop saying my name like that, man.
Hey, yo, it's Chico Bean.
Chico Bean, man.
We got a Carlos and a Bean, and not one of them are Mexican.
Come on, man. Hey, hey man, you know
don't
what?
Judge
don't judge me.
Don't judge me.
I support my Mexican family. Salute to all y'all.
Young God, salute, man.
Appreciate
El Negro de Carlos. Appreciate that. What'd you say, Carlos?
El Negro de Carlos.
Very black.
Go loco.
Hollywood Palladium, man.
Appreciate
you know you ain't coming, Cruz. Stop it.
Cruz, stop flexing. You better come.
I'm coming through.
No, you're not.
Yeah, man.
All right, come on through.
Can I bring y'all on stage or no? That's a no. Okay. All right. We'll see you at the show. Real 92.3. Hey, Leslie, let's go.
Oh, yeah,
quiet.
You're welcome.
Good shit.
You know you're welcome.
We're going to do a podcast on, right?
Yeah, we got to get very funny.
Come on.
What's up, John?
Who's that, homie?
Hey, what's
Damn, damn, you guys was good.
Morning show.
Good morning. This is Carlos Miller, and you are listening to the goodest radio station in the world, the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Hey, it's Carlos Miller. Make sure you check out SteveHarveyFM.com on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Uh-oh. Hey, this is Carlos Miller, and coming up next, Nephew Tommy is going to run that prank back. Yes, he will.
That fucking ring.
Knock
it out, homie.
Uh-oh. Any of that,
it's all recorded.
Really?
We're rolling, you guys.
It's all recorded. Oh, okay. Yo, you know what time it is, your boy DC on Flight. You're not listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. This is your boy. Hey, what's going on? This your boy DC on Flag. Coming up next is the Strawberry Letter on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. I'm the nephew dumb has a prank. You know what time it is, your boy DC on Flag. Coming up next is my ugly nephew Tommy has a prank for you. You know what's going on. Okay. Good morning, it's your boy DC Young Fly. Wake that ass up, you're listening to the baddest radio show on the land, the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Okay, make sure you follow Steve Harvey FM on Facebook. Damn it. You know what's happening, it's your boy DC Young Fly. Again, make sure you follow Steve Harvey FM on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and follow me. Hey, you talking about follow him, follow me too. DC Young Fly, fuck me.
Yeah, we gonna use that one.
Daddy, follow me too. You ain't talking about. Okay. What's up? It's your boy DC Fly. But make sure you check out SteveHarveyFM.com. The nigga got a website. He got a radio website.
Yes. Yeah.
Who is on the internet listening to the radio? Why they can just get in their car?
Some people don't have.
They ain't
a
got
car.
No car.
You know what?
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Surely, you got wet napkins over there, and ain't nobody said nothing.
Oh, surely is. You know what time it is? Your boy DC on Fly, and coming up next is nephew. Coming up next, the nephew is going to run that prank. Okay, you already know what time it is. Your boy DC on Fly. Hey man, the homie nephew is about to run that prank right back.
Homie nephew.
All right.
Ready?
That's his name. Shit. All right.
You ready?
Okay. Oh, my bad. Okay, it's recording. All right.
Hey, you already know what it is. Your boy Michael Bay's done laughing. I'm explaining to Chico Bean, and you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Was that good? I think that was good.
I love it.
I'm just gonna do the rest of them like that. Hey, you already know what it is. It's your boy Chico Bean using Michael Baisden's voice. Next is the Strawberry Letter on Steve Harvey Morning Show. We're gonna talk about, does your woman love you when you don't have a shape up? Coming up on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Hey, you already know what it is, your boy Chico Bean using Michael Bazin's voice. And coming up next, Nephew Tommy has a prank for you. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be funny. That's right, like if your woman leaves and laughs at you on the way out. Hobby Morning Show. Good morning, it's your boy Chico Bean using Michael Bazin's voice again. And you're listening to the baddest radio show in the land, the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We talk about things like if your woman doesn't believe you, do you still lie or tell the truth? Coming up next on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Hi, it's your boy Chico Bean, still using Michael Bazin's voice. Make sure you follow Steve Harvey FM on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, where most men get caught cheating by their woman. Coming up next on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You thought it was over, but it's not. Still Chico Bean using Michael Bazin's voice. Make sure you check out SteveHarveyFM.com. One more time. Hi, it's your boy Chico Bean using Michael Bazin's voice. And coming up next, the nephew. Whose nephew? I don't know. Probably a nephew of a relationship that has ended badly. We're going to talk about it coming up next after he runs that prank back on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Now, Chico. Now what we gonna do is we gonna sit here and we gonna listen to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. That's all we gonna do. We gonna sit here. It's gonna be a good morning. We gonna have us some breakfast. We gonna listen to Steve Harvey Morning Show. That's all we gonna do.
Let's talk about breakfast. If your woman does not cook you breakfast, does that mean that she does not care about you? Coming up live on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Chico Bean with Michael Bazin's voice. We are live on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The lift without. I know. We got Steve Harvey in the morning. It's a morning.
Just like Michael Bay.
Radio show.
Tommy and Carla.
Hey, Carl.
Hello, Carla.
Hey, Tommy.
Who's in beyond the
line? I'm just wearing these.
One more time. Read it again.
Steve here. I sent it to, let me email it to you. Carla, can you email it to him real quick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
He's coming on. He should be home by 9.
Oh, okay.
So
he's talking about take your other info.
Okay,
they got to go picture, bro. You gotta see how stupid the picture is, bro. Let me show you, bro.
Check your email, boo.
I'm so stupid. I can't even post this shit. This is how stupid it is. I'm gonna post it though. Bad ass bitch. You can't even post it. My little dumb ass.
So Chad and Joe are here, guys.
Uh-oh. Hide the valuables. Who the hell drew that picture of Steve Crane? Can we get that?
Yeah, that's the last song.
Can we get that?
He did at MGM in Vegas.
Can we get that?
He cried.
Like a big dog. He had that gold mic.
He cried.
He cried.
That's actually a painting of a picture of him. Nice picture.
And he cried.
You don't want to get paid that part.
He never cried.
I'm going to miss y'all so. See y'all in the morning on the radio.
We're all right.
Okay.
Steve cried at his last show.
Oh, you know what?
You ain't see it. Come over here, bro. He crying like hell on this thing.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we recording?
He started.
He took his towel off and cried.
Dang. He ain't need cry. He was high. He put some Vaseline in it.
Mm-hmm. It was happy to leave y'all.
All right. Bye. They're ready. Fellas are ready. You guys ready?
Yes. Good afternoon. Good morning. They saying let's rock like they not at the house on the couch right now. Yeah. Hurry up now. Come on now. I'm about to watch this Netflix series now. Y'all got to hurry this up.
You can hear this.
I can't hear
them.
Turn
your headphones up, baby. Right there.
Uh-huh. My headphone wasn't up as well. Oh, sound like the radio now.
You listen to the Steve Harvey Morning Radio Show.
All right, let's get it.
Let's get it because it wasn't recorded.
Oh, all this is on tape.
It is.
All of it.
Good. Because Steve wasn't crying.
All right, Cat Dog, let's get a drum roll, man. Can we get a drum roll real quick?
You want a drum roll?
Thank you, sir. These guys right here are all stand-up comedians. They're doing big things separately in comedy, but together, they make up 85 South, which is a show that's on tour and selling out all over the country. This gonna be good. We got all three of them back in the studio again. Put your hands together. DC Young Fly.
Hello!
Carlos Miller.
Yeah.
And Chico Bean.
Yeah, you already know what it is, baby. We live.
Oh, where you at?
85 South in the building.
Yes, indeed.
How y'all been, man?
What's up, Bully?
What's up with you?
Well, y'all got more energy than anything. Y'all good?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, we got to be live when we come up here and kick it with y'all.
All right. Mm. So let's talk about it, man. It's going down tonight.
Man, this fool like talking to a ghost. Yeah, where you at?
We can't even pretend.
Say, where you at?
He said, y'all got all the energy. You know he is in the kitchen right now making a turkey sandwich. Y'all got all the energy.
He's like, you watching me, but I can't see you. Yeah, you funny. Why, boy, why are you?
I know. He keep hitting the button. Hey, pass me that mustard. Hey, yeah, you know, we got the 85 South boys in the building.
So what, well, so nobody who had to interview y'all, just let y'all run
let
with
him
it.
Now, just let him go. We ain't playing. We ain't going to let them know you ain't here.
All right. But can we let them know about the Palladium tonight? Can we do that?
Hey, nephew.
What it do, baby?
It's going down at the Palladium, man. We got a few more little VIP meet and greet tickets left, man.
But
we probably just cuffed them. I don't know, bro. L.A. showing us much love, man.
Hey,
we're selling out.
Going crazy, 2,000-seater, man. We appreciate it, L.A., man.
Yeah. Yeah, none of that $12 L.A. comedy they selling out here. We get
that
paid to tell
LA
these Yeah, they wanted me to fill out a W-9 for $12.50. I said, get my check to the waitress.
For real.
It's terrible they make you fill out that form for that little bit of money. You're like, man, I'm not leaving my Social Security and the number in here with y'all.
Say what?
What'd you say, OG?
What could L.A. expect tonight?
Man, some East Coast shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, right there, that was a slip up, but we are still live on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. This episode is dedicated to things happening that are not supposed to happen, but you got to move on from them. That's right, we live. And what LA can expect is a great show full of words that you just heard just now on the radio by accident, DC Young Fly.
Some of that stuff right there.
Y'all
got to
come back every day.
It's going to
be
Nephew, we got to. Carla Jr., let me tell y'all something. 85 South came to Houston, Texas.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. OG did.
Oh, man, it came to House of Blues.
I saw they did it.
I had the privilege of introducing them that night. And let me tell you something. When these three hit the stage, OMG.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is fire from the beginning to the ending. Mm-hmm. Oh, nonstop, man. You want to see
expect.
I appreciate it.
Stupid
OG.
On steroids. That's what
I'm
this is.
I'm talking about. They stupid on stupid.
I like that description.
Because you know, I hear it's so corporate. Listen here, if you tired of being corporate and you just want to let loose, this is the show you can let loose. Let loose. You know how when you get in the car, you be like, yeah.
That's it.
This is the place, man.
What's the noise, DC?
Yeah. Then you know they bounce, they all in their face. I'm gonna need you to. They be want to. Yeah. Get out my face.
That's what we bringing, man. We bringing that hilarious
y'all bringing that ignorant.
That's what we bring.
L.A., I'm telling you, L.A., listen, tonight.
Wear your Sunday best dress.
You do not want to miss 85 South. It's at the Palladium tonight in L.A. Get your tickets. They on sale
tonight.
Right now. 85 South is nothing to miss. I have been there. I am a witness, and I promise you, soon as I see them again, I'm in the same city, I'm right there front row.
I appreciate it, OG. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
DC Young Fly, Carlos and Tico Bean. Is it more than one break?
Ladies and gentlemen, we don't know what's going on right now in the studio, but we still live on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Just make sure you're tuned in and you stay tuned in. Next up, we got a little bit of that Michael McDonald coming up. We usually don't play him, but it's going down today on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. That's right. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. 85 South Live on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That's right. Go to 85southshow.com.
Come on.
For all the information.
Yes.
Everything.
And we have sleepwear for sale on the website.
Okay. That is a great voice for weather in the morning. I want to hear you say the weather in the morning with that voice.
Right.
Ooh, that is a great
voice.
We're going
to tune in to Shirley Strawberry with the weather.
Carlos, you said you had a letter for me.
Man. I always listen to the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you.
Uh-oh. I'm a fan. Your voice is so calming and so soothing. I don't care what the problem is. I just love the way you read.
Right. Then I just say, I don't care if it's raining. I want to hear it from her.
I do.
Tell me that it's raining.
They got Shirley up here with blue hair. What you doing, Shirley? Been listening to Meg Thee Stallion. What is Shirley?
You didn't know?
She was in the church. Now she's trying to have a hot girl summer.
Still in the church now. Still in the church.
You'll see the nails match the hair the same exact color.
And then the shoes match the nails. Shirley, you can't be wearing all these loud colors. This is L.A. You are representing the wrong game.
She messing with a young guy. Only a young guy do that to you. Yeah, put that on, baby.
Yeah, put that blue on your nails.
No, put that on, cuz.
Put that blue out in your nails in your head.
Anyway, it's go beautiful. To 85SouthShow.com for all the information all you need for the 85 South Show. Yes. These crazy people.
We ain't playing. Y'all know what time it is. Put up.
Uh-oh.
You put on fat. No, no. Put up.
Junior, you just introduce him and then you just let him
I'm
go.
I'm sitting over here so damn shame.
Junior better not say nothing with these shiny-ass nails. I know that. Junior over here with these beautiful
hey,
ass nails.
Buffed. That ain't buffed.
That is that is acrylic. Yeah, he got acrylic on his nails. Junior got a jail set.
It look like he didn't win. And then painted his nails with Krispy Kreme icing.
Junior was sitting there with all 10 under the drive.
Yeah, I just went in there and got some Krispy Kreme icing.
His feet. He'll fool in some open-toed sandals this summer.
With the thong slippers. With the thong slippers. Oh, my boy got the thong slippers.
Got the good Bethlehems on.
Oh, we got the thong slippers.
This how y'all get down up here in the morning.
This is how y'all get down.
This is how I go down in the morning, but... But it's right now it's stupid on steroids with you guys though.
For real.
This is the beginning. They ain't need you so wanna see the rest, pull up.
Okay, y'all. So let's set up a new break.
Okay.
We got a lot of content right there so the audience can follow along. On the questions, is there some topics y'all want to talk about? Like what's going on? Like the drug bust in Philly?
We don't sell
politics.
Drugs. I don't know. I don't watch TV like that. What's going on in the world?
I don't know nothing about that.
They just had a drug bust in Philly, girl. Who got busted?
They found 15,000 kilos of cocaine at a port in Philadelphia.
$1 billion worth.
Yeah. Who counted? Who counted?
Who is on this much cocaine? I said, so who is on this much cocaine?
Okay. Can I get an 8-ball?
That's
an
8-ball.
The USA, but the crazy thing
is, I think I'm in the wrong
business. They caught that billion just so the other six that they really got into the country could get in. That was the decoy right
there.
Let's talk about that. Set it up. Okay, y'all, let's set it up. Come on, Tommy, bring it back.
They weren't recording.
Yeah, but it's not flowing.
It wasn't recorded.
Yeah, they have a structure. It's radio, baby. We got to follow the structure.
I'm sorry, man. We don't work in radio. We don't know what the hell's going on. We just came to promote the show.
Okay, here we go, guys.
And fast forward and glue
it
together.
No, it's good. It's good.
You just don't flow right. Shut up so we can ask something. Shut up. Hell.
Let us ask, then you talk. Let us ask, then you talk.
Shut up.
Let us ask, then you talk.
Shut up.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, my God.
We are back with 85 South still in the building. Yes. That's DC Young Fly, Carlos Miller, and the one and only Chico Bean.
We ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, we in here.
We ain't going nowhere.
I want it all on the air, though. Off the air, on the air, everything. Yes. Everything. Well, everything.
Man, come on.
We asked y'all off the air, you heard about the drug bust that took place in Philadelphia. Over $1 billion worth
what?
Of drugs.
Y'all just told us about it.
What?
What?
What? What they catch him with, nephew?
Who you playing?
I think it was cocaine.
What made you think that?
Oh. Why would you think that, nephew?
When? Where they do that?
Well, I don't think it was weed. I think it was cocaine.
Really?
Oh my God.
$1 billion.
What was it on a boat?
What?
It was on a boat.
Oh, Lord, they got boats now.
Good, it wasn't on a truck. Woo.
Oh, my God.
$1 billion worth of cocaine? I wish I had a billion noses.
I mean,
a billion noses.
Would you be able to, I mean, would that be a cocaine per nose?
I don't know. I've never done cocaine. I don't like the way it smells.
Who is on this much? Who is on this much cocaine? That is $1 billion worth of cocaine. Who is still on this much cocaine?
But this is what they don't tell you. They found $2 billion worth of baking soda in another truck. Somebody's about to cook all of
this.
Somebody's finna get baked.
We done talked about this. Baking soda ruined the black community. Baking soda ruined the black community.
Yes,
cocaine
did.
Had been around for thousands of years.
Right.
But once they hit it with that baking soda and made that rock, it was over with.
Like a rock.
Bacon, you can just go.
Like a rock.
That's how they were singing for him in the 80s.
Hey, this is a very serious topic, and I want to take the time right now to say shout out to everybody who's been clean for over 3 days.
Because we know they're hard. That first 48 hours.
Come on, man.
They've been off since Monday.
Come on.
Hey, boy, I'm talking about you in sweat.
Yeah.
He said 3 days. They've been off since Monday.
It ain't that you quit. You just can't find none. Shout out to y'all.
Right now.
You in a drought.
Caught up in a drought.
Smoking a lot of weed. I'm talking about a lot of it.
Just on them cigarettes till you can find a new plug. Uh-huh.
Boy, you is stupid. When
DC,
them crackheads
man,
smoke
you,
a lot of weed, boy, you can tell they ain't got that. But let me get it out.
DC.
Cigarettes.
DC. You see?
Look, he's talking to us something. like he the guidance counselor, D.C. I told y'all stop sending these boys to my office at the same time.
Hey, he said with a crackhead, they got a little crack. They smoke a lot of weed.
This dude is
That's the way Gail was calling Robert. Robert?
Yes, I meant nephew.
All right, DC, you done a few movies. You done put some music together. What projects are you working on right now?
That's my uncle nephew.
Uncle nephew.
Oh, I am crying. I really am.
I still owe people getting off 2 days ago.
Okay. What's up, Uncle Nephew?
You cannot do your job with y'all.
Okay, Uncle Nephew, what you say?
Let him go.
I say, what are you currently working on, DC?
I'm working on Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Now we're working on the script for Uncle Nephew starting right now. The script for Uncle Nephew just started getting created right now. Uncle Nephew, starring Uncle Nephew right there. You just gotta let us be the nephews.
Oh man.
Oh my. Yes. Okay.
Y'all the nephews. I'm the uncle. Okay. Uncle nephew.
But you uncle
it.
Nephew.
But no. Okay. I got the hookup too. It's coming out with Fatboy SSC's masterpiece. July 12th in theaters everywhere. Movie with Jay Farrah, Cat Williams, and Dion Cole. 2 Minutes of Fame. It's gonna drop like in September with Lionsgate. I'm in that too.
I forgot.
You in that too?
I'm in that too.
My boy.
I'm playing the handsome comedian. They just let me be myself.
Nah, for real. And we was in How High 2.
Come on.
Lil Yachty, yes, that went crazy.
You see how that works? Everything he on, I'm getting in there. I'm doing something.
And Wildin' Out, the other show you were on, just won.
We did just win an MTV award. Shout out to Nick Cannon. We got like 60 more episodes of that. VH1 Hip Hop Squares, I'm on that. So and the podcast.
Come on.
We going crazy, Uncle Nephew.
All right, so Nephew Carlos.
What's happening?
All right, then. You already know about, I know about you. You've been in the comedy game. You're strong-witted. What projects you working on? Other than the ones that DC already on.
Like that ain't a lot. That's a lot of projects. Okay, nah. Well, I'm actually working on a new set of GED books. I got my own GED books coming out for people who want to learn how to read and do math. I have a T-shirt sleepwear line that I'm about to launch for all the ladies who don't like wearing lingerie. It's just a bunch of soft T-shirts and old sweatpants, pre-shrunk, pre-worn. Few TV projects. You know, I haven't really convinced Hollywood to like me like that, but I'm on a few underground rap videos and stuff like that. You know, I make my money in the daytime. You know, I tell jokes at night. I'm not as successful as DC and the rest of the gang, but I'm older than them. I should have started earlier. But they be like, he too old. His voice too raspy. Oh, he don't just be following direction like that. I be asking questions, so Hollywood ain't really just calling me like that. When they need, you know, somebody with some leverage, they gonna hit me. when they need a ornery older man, they'll hit me. But don't never think that I'm hungry over here, nephew. Don't never think that I'm hungry.
Sleep well, lad.
Those GED books are doing really well, and they're going to be in all the driver license plates. You can just pick them up. I got a lot of things coming. I got some lace front glue that keep the lace front on, and some of those stones that get the calluses off your feet. Bro, I'm trying to expand beyond comedy. It's
the
not calluses. Just about
the stone
stones
that does what?
Get the calluses
stone.
Off your feet.
Right. I'm an entrepreneur. I sell
okay,
things.
So let me ask you this. What about black men don't cheat? Tell me about that.
Wow, nephew, you knew that was me? Because somebody just done took that and ran with it.
Uh-oh.
Somebody just done made that their own. But that's neither here nor there. It's not about me, nephew. I did this for us. I said black
come
men.
Come on, man.
That
come
means
on.
More than one.
Come on, man.
Because if I would have said a black man, I would have been talking about myself.
Uh-oh.
So this is not a selfish movement. I want to see people take parts of that and add parts to that because that's what it's for. It's the table that all black men can sit down at and be like, you know what? This is what we on.
Talk your
we changing the perception of us.
Talk your
so if another black man wants to jump out and make a tune, that's not going to be the only one.
We're going to have a whole bunch of these.
Talk your
T-shirts,
talk.
Yeah. Merchandise, sleepwear, pumice stones, coffee mugs.
Pumice stones.
Black men don't cheat.
Black men don't cheat pumice stones.
Black men don't cheat.
Now, the thing that my whole message is, bro, we're just trying to change the perception of black men. We're just trying to bring some positivity to the table. Mm-hmm. So shout out to Duval and Charlamagne for bringing that. That's a dope song, bro. I really like it. So, you know, it ain't even no hard feelings or nothing like that. I'm supporting the movement 100%. So, yeah, that's that.
Now, when do we release the search for Black Men Don't Cheat?
Man, I got them on me. I got them on me.
How many?
I got them on. I keep them on me, my dog. Hit my website. Get one from me, since you know that's me. Buy one from me, but you can still support the other people. Just get one from me.
There it is.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Nephew Chico.
Hey, listen, I'm just going to let you know right now, I'm working on my radio voice because you ain't asked me nothing yet, and we got 30 seconds left. So I'm coming for your job right here. Nephew Tommy is no longer employed by Steve Harvey Morning Show. It is now Chico Bean, Uncle Nephew Jr. That's right. We coming, it's going down because I got to have some work too, baby. So, yeah, appreciate you, Uncle Nephew, for all of your service, Chico. But we are no longer needed over here at the Steve Harvey Morning Show because Uncle Nephew Jr. is taking over.
What you working on?
This.
Oh, good.
this right here. Just trying to figure this out. Little thing.
You got to focus. When you work here, you got to focus. Steve don't want you having no outside hustle. You got to just do this primarily.
So. Volume plus, volume low, TB. Right. I don't know what that is. TB to
that's
BRDOP.
Tuberculosis.
Yeah.
And then cough.
Tuberculosis.
Did you say tuberculosis?
You got a cough button on the. What the cough button?
Y'all get
palladium tonight.
Hold the button.
Yes. Yes. Palladium tonight.
That's right.
Shirley, you coming?
I'm going to come.
Yeah, that's not enough.
Are you inviting me?
Come on, Miss Shirley.
That doesn't sound convincing.
I know.
Shirley. Love to Shirley.
I want you to be my Siri voice now. I don't even want Siri voice on my phone no more. I want yours, Miss Shirley.
I want you to order all my food. You got the voice. They is not going to fuck up.
And ladies and gentlemen, again, you hear it. You hear it, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the Steve Harvey Morning Show, Uncle Nephew Jr.
Okay.
Just love Shirley.
Can y'all sing us out 85 South style? Can you do that?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You sound like the deacon that we don't want to sing. We like, man, he gonna fall asleep.
The Steve, sing it out.
I said,
come on now, come on now, bring it, kick it off. Kick it off.
Come on, bring it.
I said. Steve bald head, but got a Steve mustache.
One more time, come on, sing it.
I said Steve bald head, but got a mustache.
The mustache.
Hey, it looked kind of like the potato head mustache.
What? They not gonna play that.
I'm saying it, dude. But
I'm
like it.
Star.
Ooh, kick it back off, DZ.
You should have just left it at the old gospel.
No one was singing us out.
Yeah.
Oh, we got the bit of potato.
That's what it looked like.
Y'all, but we're never going to be able to come back.
I know.
Y'all going to come back.
Always. Oh, you can always come back.
And you know, Steve ain't heard this. Don't play it. He's like, which one of them said that?
We got the potato head.
Well, let's do a take two. Let's do a take two.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Can I give a shout out to Steve? Steve said some of the coldest literature I've ever heard.
What he said?
When he said, the best thing you can do for poor people is don't be one of them. Changed my life. I went and opened a savings account.
Yeah.
That was advice from his dad, too, Carlos.
You would have got an account at Walmart.
Yeah, I got
ASAP.
A Walmart card now.
Got one. He don't be playing.
All right. 85 South tonight at the Palladium Live in L.A. You do not want to miss him. That is... DC Young Fly, Carlos Miller, and Chico Bean.
Yes, we're here.
Uncle Nephew.
85 South
yes,
Show.
Yes, indeed. The coldest podcast.
Uncle Nephew. You need your own thing when you
Are
come
we at
on.
The end?
Uncle Nephew, live on the radio waves.
Gotta be a honk.
Meet me.
Right after that. Uncle Nephew.
He married
live
to the family.
On the radio waves.
Meet me.
Right there. That's it.
We got the traffic report coming up in 2 minutes. Stay tuned on the Steve Harvey Morning Radio Experience with Shirley Strawberry and Mississippi Monica.
And Uncle Nephew live on the radio waves.
Meet me.
My boy in the Volvo, man. That boy. Hey, them Volvos run up about 400,000 miles.
Yeah, easy.
Boy, you crazy.
Never had to put an alternator on.
Oh, you ain't never seen no Volvo at no car shop.
Low.
All right.
All right. We
Carla?
Done?
Carla,
yeah, man,
yes.
Carla,
we
quit.
Been out.
Yeah, she quit. She ain't. She didn't been quit.
Thank you guys.
Edit all that, Kay. Cut all of that out.
All the cussing.
Oh man,
I ain't even say no curse words.
Well, I bleep mine out. My bad.